We were just talking about homework and the educational system. We had quite a lot of texts and people calling in and that kind of thing. We're going to celebrate a student right now, though. For the fifth year in a row, Meridian Credit Union is recognizing the initiative of a young Ontarian. This year, awarding its annual scholarship to Luca Ramelli. Luca was selected for his outstanding record of academic excellence and his passion for community work. Luca joins me on the line now. Hi, Luca. Welcome to the Nightside.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So you didn't probably hear the last segment, but we were just talking about homework, and you're still in high school, correct?
I just graduated high school, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations on the award. Homework, how much homework were you doing by the time you graduated? Were you doing, you know, 2 hours of homework a night, 3 hours of homework a night, or were you doing any?
Well, yeah, I was doing homework, but it really depended on the night. Some nights it was light, other nights it was a little heavier, but it all depended on, like, if there were tests coming up and stuff like that.
Right.
So it really varied night to night. But yeah, homework was definitely something I was doing every night, for sure.
So one of your initiatives involved working with Hamilton Health Sciences and Mohawk College to develop a prototype augmented reality solution that reduces the risks of falls in seniors when they are discharged from the hospital. Tell me the genesis of this. Why was it that that was the thing that you decided you were going to create, or was it not specifically designed for that purpose to begin with?
My grandpa, he actually had a fall, and he fell down a flight of concrete stairs, and he had to get stitches. And so as seeing my grandparents getting older and seeing their susceptibility to falls, it kind of really inspired me to think about how we could maybe help fix this problem and how we could prevent other people from falling. And so that's really the inspiration behind the app.
And what is it exactly? Like the way it's described here, and you got a $10,000. You got $10,000 for this, right? Is that right?
Oh yeah,
that's a lot of money. So it's a prototype augmented reality solution. So it helps reduce the risk of falls in seniors. How does it actually work? What does it do?
Yeah, so augmented reality, it's what it is. It's a technology that allows you to superimpose images onto the real world through your phone or your tablet. And so then you can interact with your environment through your phone. So kind of like how Pokemon Go works, where you can interact with your real-world environment virtually through your phone. It uses the same technology as Pokemon Go. And so what it is, it's an educational tool that allows therapists or the patient to take a picture of their home setting. And then from there, the therapist can then interact with the photo to educate patients on how to make their home more conducive of safe falls practices.
Oh, and so because the way you described it at the beginning of that, it sounded like it was projecting something. It's not doing that. It is a tool that you use in conjunction with the therapist, and they will help make your house, I don't know if the term is senior proof, but it is to help people not get injured in their own home.
Yeah, that's the whole goal.
And so what kind of changes are you seeing come out of this as a result?
We just finished the user testing phase of the app, so the app hasn't been implemented yet. So patients haven't gone home with the app and have made changes to their home just yet. We've only been user testing, and from the user testing, we've found that patients and therapists have been really responsive and really supportive of the prototype that we've developed so far. And we're going to continue developing it.
So what happens now? So you'll continue developing it, and then at some point is the idea to sell to Google or somebody like that, or will you develop it further yourself?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that actually too much just yet. I haven't thought about it from a, all right, am I going to make this app and sell it standpoint. I just really just thought about it as something that I could help develop with the rest of the team
right.
to help improve the quality of life of the people, especially seniors in my community. So I haven't really thought about that too much just yet. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yep, yep. Well, the $10,000 check from Meridian is probably a pretty good start for you.
Well, I mean, that's going to go right to school. So
right to college, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And how did you learn about this scholarship?
I was able to find it online, actually. I did some research. I was looking up scholarships. I was looking up companies because normally a lot of the banks will give out scholarships. And so I was just kind of looking at which banks offered scholarships. And then I found Meridian, and I went on their website, and I saw their Sean Jackson scholarship. And I said, oh, great, this is a scholarship I can apply for. And right. I applied for it, and I got it.
Well, congratulations. I'm speaking with Luca Ramelli, the 2019 recipient of the Meridian Sean Jackson Scholarship. Now, in addition to coming up with great ideas like this, you also give your time to the Hamilton Challenger baseball team. You coach athletes with cognitive and physical challenges. You're an accomplished musician. You write songs. You volunteer your talents to play for medically complex and palliative care patients. Is this all stemming, all the sort of good work that you do dealing with people with cognitive issues and all that, is that all inspired by your grandfather's fall, or is this something that has always been part of you?
It's kind of been something that's always been taught to me,
right.
is to give back and help others, especially when I was really, really young, because my grandma, she had scleroderma, and so I would always try and make her feel better mm-hmm. by checking up on her, like doing fake checkups, and also playing board games with her and just trying to be there to talk to her. And so it kind of really stemmed from that, and I've also been taught to help people who really need help and stuff like that. And so that's kind of always been my one of my passions.
What will you be studying in university?
I'm going to be doing life sciences.
All right.
And then
what does that mean exactly?
And so it's basically a combination of biology, chemistry, and math. And so it's a pathway for medical school ultimately.
Right. And so you want to be a doctor?
Yes.
Yeah. And would you specialize, or is this just, you'll cross that bridge when you get there?
No, that's another thing too, is cross that bridge when I get there, just because medicine is so complex, and there's so much breadth in the field of medicine. It's just, I haven't explored all my options.
And you're going to Queens?
Yep.
And you know, what kind of prep, how do you spend your summer when you're going to Queens in the fall? I guess it's almost over. You probably leave in a couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I moved in on the weekend.
Wow. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big deal. Living in the dorm, or are you living on your own?
Oh, I'm living in a dorm.
My wife went to Queens. She lived in the dorm. Super fun.
Oh, nice.
Super fun, man. Luca Ramelli, thanks so much for this. You are a young man with a big brain, and you're doing some good work out there. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We'll talk again soon. That was Luca Ramelli. He is a young guy who's doing great things, and look for more great things for him after he gets out of university. He won a $10,000 award from the Meridian Credit Union, recognizing the initiative of a young Ontarian. That was cool. I like talking to Luca. We need more young guys like that and young people out in the world.